If God point out some sin in your life, he pointed out to make you better. He's not trying to hurt you. He's trying to get you out of the hurt because that's what's going to hurt you. Come on. But and this is why it's so important that we understand the public side. So when you see this kind of confusion, you know not to participate in it. And when the Spirit of God, and see, when you come in, we all ought to be on. Say, Holy Spirit, what you want today? You know what? I come in here, I got my little sermon. How I'm going to rock the house today. I done got it. Got all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed. And all the right syllables in the right place. And I got a little punctuation mark where I was supposed to raise my voice and rail back a little bit. Got it all laid out. Yeah! That's. And when you leave like you came. And that's not right. That's not right. Hallelujah. I say again. And see, I don't know what you've been through during that week. I don't know what you faced. I don't know what was said to you. I don't know what happened before you left the house. I don't know how close it came that you almost didn't make it to church. And you just pull in here and everything is just about destroyed in your life. Holy Spirit wants you restored. Are y'all here? And I'm up here, you need restoring, you need help, you need encouragement. I'm up here trying to put on the show. Isn't that something? All right. Let me say, Lord, what do you want me to do this? Do it this time. So listen to this. And this is where we have to close because we can only cover so much. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14, 12. I think this is what I want. Let me finish up. Yeah, I'll get that later because that's 14, 12. Even so, ye. For as much as you are what? Zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel. See, everything you want to excel, you don't want to try to bring destruction being in the flesh. You want to excel. Seek that you may excel to what? The edifying of church. All right. Wherefore, here we go. Wherefore, let him that what speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. What is he saying? In my private time, I need to pray when I'm praying, and then I need to know what I prayed. And so I asked the Lord, well, what did I say to you? This is private time. Don't you know in private time as well, you can prophesy to yourself? You can worship God in tongue. And this is where you get to worship God and talk to him in prophecy in tongues. And this is where you get to talk to God, prophesying to him. And this is where you can talk to God in tongues and worship. And you can tell him how wonderful he is. But in a public setting, God is speaking to you to speak to the people. Never for you to speak and then speak back to him. He told you to speak to the people. Why this? So if I get, if I learn how to build myself up in my private time with him, and he can tell me and help me and show me in my life what he wants me to do, what I was talking to him about, he can give me the interpretation. Not all the time, but most of the time he can do it. Because he would never told me to pray to interpret if he didn't want me to interpret what I prayed. Look at the next verse. For, here we go. For if I do what? If I pray in an unknown tongue, what happened? Who pray? Who are you? I'm a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. And God is in neither one of those. He's in your spirit. Spirit to spirit. God is a spirit, so am I. God is a spirit, so are you. So if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is what? Unfruitful. So come to the next verse, 15. So what am I going to do? What is it then? I'm just going to back down and not do any of it. Now here we go. I will. Who will? That's what we got it. And many of us have gotten to the I will on the praying side. I will pray with the Spirit. How many? Who will? I will pray with what? And I will do what? Pray with what? Here we go again with I will. I will do what? That's what two men have hadn't willed to do. All of us, we need to tighten up on that. Yeah, they're talking to me too well. But this is where we learn to flow with him. I will do what? Sing with the Spirit. Who will? I will. I will. I will. I will to do it. I don't wait to feel to do it. I will to do it. It's my will. And I control my will. Not God, not the devil, not you, but me. You can't make me do it. God won't make me do it. And the devil can't make me do it. I will. I will do it. Why did I do it? I love him. I want to talk to him. So I'm going to sing. So we think about movie star. We think about what we call a guy that's really good, professional singer. Professional pro singer or whatever, I don't know. Professional. Who said you have to be a professional singer and have 15 records cut before you can sing? Who told you that? You're in privacy now. I hope y'all listen. You're in your private time. Boy, I have got the cut loose back there, and wasn't nobody out here but me, at least that's what I thought it was. That sure was good to me. I wasn't trying to figure out how I sound, but it was so good, and I believe God was more pleased than I was. Hallelujah. So I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Hallelujah. Boy, I guess I better stop. I didn't know the clock had struck 12. I'm about to take you to another one.